We're now joined by the driver of the number 78 Auto Owners Insurance Toyota, Martin Truex Jr. We'll open it for questions for Martin. Bob in the front.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Once Barney told you that you should or could look for a job, how long did it take for you to finish that deal with Gibbs that was finally announced?
I can't even remember the timeline. Honestly, I really didn't do much looking. They reached out to me right after that and said they were trying to work it out. So I really never talked to anybody else. Why not? I felt like that opportunity was the right one for me and what I wanted to do. You know, for Cole and I to keep kind of going down the path we've been on, a place where we're comfortable and where things have went well for us. So I feel like we fit into that system, and it, you know, going to new teams is difficult. You know, it's there's a lot of things we've built on over the years that, you know, if you go somewhere else, they kind of go away and you start over. And there's a big learning curve. So I felt like this, you know, for us was the best way to continue our success.
Over here.
Kathy Brown, Pitting Outside the Box. In Vegas, I had talked to you about running the number 78 if you were given the ride in the 19 car at Joe Gibbs Racing. And you did say it was kind of Barney's number.
Yeah.
But what a best way to honor Barney and to take that number with you over to JGR to, you know, you won your first championship in the number 78. Have you thought about talking to Joe about keeping 78 as your number?
You know, I really haven't, honestly. I hadn't really thought about it. I don't know how I exactly feel about it. I still feel like it's Barney's number, and I don't feel like it would be right. Teams kind of have their number, and they like to stick to it. So, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it or talked about it with anyone.
Come over here.
Brock Beard, LastCar.info. We're seeing Jimmy Johnson run a throwback scheme this weekend for his Lowe's paint job. Any plans in the works to run any of the old Furniture Row schemes, like from 2005, maybe at Homestead?
Not 2005, but something different than we've run this year. So that'll be fun.
Any other questions? We got Dustin in the middle.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. What's this reconfigured pit road like? What are the visual challenges, and what more do you have to try to get through, I guess, maybe a little bit more tomorrow in practice?
Yeah, the visual challenge, I think the first one that jumped out at me was coming off of turn two and having grandstands there changes your view quite a bit. So, the first time through there, I was like, okay, I don't know exactly where I'm at, where I need to be, just because that changes – you know, kind of your peripheral vision there I guess it's now turn four, so I've already screwed that up. And we had quite the conversation today in the hauler, with talking about our car and the things we wanted to work on, and we were like old turn two, new turn two, this and that. We were mixed up the whole time about it. So it's hard, you know, it's hard when you get used to coming to a place for so long. You call corners 1 and 2, 3 and 4, and then they switch them on you. It's it's a bigger pain and a bigger challenge than you'd ever imagine. So as far as that goes, we've only made 4 laps today, I guess, so far. But it's already been a challenge, and I'm sure, you know, there's still a lot that's going to change. I think getting into the race and figuring out the restart zone and specifically where the start-finish line is, where they put it, it's going to give us the opportunity to be – you know, many cars wide going through the dog leg. So it's that's going to change things a lot as well. So I think we've only seen the beginning of it so far.
Also, Joey Logano says, based on how he's performed, that he's the favorite to win the title.
Good for him.
Thoughts?
Good for him. I don't think that's the case, but it's just my opinion.
We'll go to Bob and then to Chris Knight.
The news release just said that you're going to race for Gibbs starting in 2019. Can you say how many years it is, or if it's at least a multi-year deal?
It's multi-years. No, you don't. Yeah, no silly season talk next year. Of course, you never know in this sport anymore, it seems like.
Go to Chris and then to Lee.
Hey, Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Martin,
Does Barney plan to go to Homestead next weekend, and how emotional will that be for everybody on the team? And do you think that Barney will come back to the track in some capacity next year, whether it's the Daytona 500 or Homestead or whatever, and keep that relationship with you?
Yeah, I think he's planning on coming. He was at Texas, so that was nice to see him and talk with him. And, you know, it's he's been a little bit distant, I guess, from the team since the news. So it was good to see him in Texas and talk a little bit about things. And I think he's kind of, you know, kind of in an okay place now about how it's all went down and, you know, just the situation. I know for a while there, it, you know, he wasn't in a great place as far as that goes. So it was good to have him at Texas. And, man, I wish we could have run a little bit better for him and had a better weekend. But it was good to talk to him. And, you know, he's in good spirits and a good mood. And I know the guys were excited he was at the track. So hopefully he'll be at Homestead and we'll give him something to be really happy about. Oh, absolutely. I don't know if he will or not, though. You know, he's a pretty low-key guy, and, you know, I really can't answer that one. But it would be good if he'd stick around a little bit.
Lee?
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. You lost Cole Pearn to, I believe, a one-race suspension 2 years ago. When you get to the top of the level like you are, like Harvick is, how much does it matter to the team, and how much does it affect the team not to have the crew chief and the car chief on board?
I think it depends on the team. It depends on the people, how they do things. I would say that today with technology, it's not as big of a deal as it would have been 5-10 years ago. You know, years ago, the crew chiefs were more hands on the car. Now they're not so much hands on the car, and they can do a lot through Skype and computers, and you know, they can get the radio transmission at the shop, I think, pretty quick. So I really don't think it's a huge deal. I think the car chief is a big deal just because they're hands on the car. They're orchestrating what's going on in the garage during practice. They're making sure, you know, every box is checked, preparing for the race in the actual parts and pieces and all that. So I think that it's not really that big of a deal for the crew chief, and I believe they'll probably tell you the same thing.
We have Chase and then to Claire.
Chase Willem, NASCAR.com. Martin, obviously you're familiar with the pressure and the nerves of the playoffs. You're the defending champion, all that. But this season, are you feeling a different type of nerves or pressure considering that this is the last year with Furniture Row, given this situation?
No, not really. I mean, I feel similar to last year. You know, it's obviously a lot different situation. You know, nerves are just part of it. Pressure is part of the sport. You learn how to deal with that on a weekly basis. I think that, you know, when something as big is on the line as the championship, it certainly escalates that. But I think through running in the playoffs throughout the years, the last, you know, four years, I guess it's been, being a contender, being in there, you kind of get used to that feeling of being uncomfortable. And you just, you know, you just get better at blocking out all the noise and, you know, being able to focus on the important things. So, I feel like I'm in a good place, and, you know, I think the team's doing a great job with all we've faced throughout the playoffs and obviously the future, of the team. So everybody's done a really good job, and, just try to, you know, have a good weekend here and get through it and, go to Homestead and see if we can go make it happen.
Claire and then Jerry.
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. How many of your core group members are you going to be able to take with you? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
You aren't?
No.
Because initially I heard there was a core group going, and then I heard your engineer tell me some of us are going elsewhere, but I didn't know if that he slipped of the tongue or what. How much do you feel like you have to hold together of this amazing group in order to continue that? Or maybe you bring in other people that just fit right, you know, but how important is that to you? Because that was the strength of this team.
Well, it's definitely been a strong team. It's been a strong group, a special group of guys that just really gel and have clicked. And, you know, we've talked over the years about how different we all are and the paths that we've been down to get where we're at. And, you know, we've all kind of faced a lot of challenges. So it's kind of been a good fit, you know, for all of us to work together. You know, unfortunately, you know, I don't think it's going to stay exactly like it is. You know, I already know of a few guys doing something else, but, you know, that's the way things go. And you move on, you make new relationships and friends. And you know, Cole's been a big part of trying to put together you know, the group that he wants to try to, you know, keep the magic or make some new magic, I guess. So, yeah, we'll see how it all works out. But I'm excited. It's a great opportunity. And, you know, looking forward to, you know, the future and running for championships for years to come.
With Jerry and then to Reed.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tire sign at PRN in the back. Along Dustin's line a while ago about, you know, Joey saying what he said about being the favorite. You know, we've the famous quote from Tony years ago, I'd wreck my mother, stuff like that. You were talking about drowning that noise, but do you like that banner going into the final race at Homestead, the championship week? Do you like the rivalry type atmosphere?
I really don't care. I mean, I think it's good for the sport. It's good for our fans to see things that get them fired up. You know, for me personally, I know what I have to do. I don't need to tell anyone, but, you know, talk is cheap, you know, put it on the racetrack and show us what you got. That's all that matters. So, that's kind of what I focus on, and that's what I plan on doing if I get there.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. You're approaching this weekend. You're one of a couple guys who has two paths to the final four, either by scoring 34 points or winning the race. Yeah. Do you pay attention?
34. That's all I need.
You need 34.
Okay.
So
what do I got to do to get 34? Exactly.
Any more urgency in terms of approaching getting stage points, that sort of thing, or is it business as usual, try to lead as much as you can and win the race?
I think it's business as usual. I think that if we just, you know, have a good solid weekend, no mistakes, execute, no pit road penalties, any of that, you know, crazy stuff happening. With that said, today was a complete disaster in practice. So, you know, we took forever to get through inspection. We only got two runs. We were way off. So, you know, hopefully we can get it turned around for qualifying and have a good starting spot. But we've come from the back here before and got stage points. We did it last week. So, yeah, I mean, just hopefully we'll have a good day tomorrow. We'll have a good car that we feel confident that we can run up front with, top five, and go get some stage points and try to stay out of trouble and make it happen.
All right. We're all set. Thank you, sir.